It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Levin. 2 centimeters and Donald Trump would have been shot and dead. How horrific. And yes, that's divine intervention.
6 o'clock.
To watch Joe Biden give his speech about unity was pathetic.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Energy, uplifting, positivity at the RNC last night, including, of course, ending on such a high note with former President Trump taking to the stage and talking about hope, you know, and dealing with real issues that we face. We're Americans. We don't ask for much. If anything, we just want some opportunity and for the government and regulation to kind of get out of the way as much as possible. That makes sense, right? And that's what he gave everybody, some hope. And I don't see that, honestly, coming from the left. I don't know what they consider hope. It's like, you know, think about it. If you were doing a speech for the left, you'd say, you know, I want to live in a world where the mutilation of minors without their parents, express and written permission is just fine.
That would sound like a crazy world.
I want to live in a world where, you know, there is no sovereignty in countries and borders should be wide open and a little bit of chaos is good for everybody.
That's a crazy world.
I know. It does not compute. Even with AI,
no,
it doesn't compute. All right, so what's the left going to do? Clearly, they're desperate. They've been desperate. They have weaponized the government, the judicial system, to try to attack Trump, to get rid of Trump. They have tried so hard.
Oh.
How about really taking a deep, long, hard look at your policies? But you see, it's not the policies of foolishness and buffoonery. It's the policies of destruction. And they know that. That is not by accident. And it's terrible to have to spell that out and say that, but it's exactly what it is. Look, I've been around the block a few times. This isn't my first rodeo. And I can tell you that what the left wants, the lefty Marxist, this so-called like form of government that's been emerging, especially over the last 15 years. These people are, well, there's a combination of insanity and evil. But at the end of the day, if we can make it simple and not too malicious, these are people who do not love America. Let me finish. They do not love America the way they perceive that it is now. And I think that that's very honest. It might sound like an attack. I don't mean it that way. I mean it to state it because we're trying to make sense of. Why do you do the things that you're trying to do? Newsmax's Mark Halperin reported just yesterday afternoon that President Biden will drop out of the 2024 presidential race, but also will not endorse Kamala Harris. And instead, he'll call for an open convention in Chicago. Halperin told Frontline host Carl Higbee that advisors around Harris are fine with this because she'll be seen as independent of the president.
Okay.
They do not want some of my sources that have been calling Kamala coronation, that problem apart. They found themselves. President Biden was not seriously challenged for the nomination. Well, he wasn't. Nobody ran any sort of primary against him.
No.
And with an incumbent, you know, that usually doesn't happen unless they're termed out. But this was a man who clearly was showing his age. This is a man who ran really on a platform of he's getting ready to hand it off to the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's all of a sudden, get your paws and your hands off my presidency.
Oh, yeah.
You young whippersnappers.
But you talked about, you know, all those that don't love America the way we do. They kind of did 15, 20 years ago, because when you listen to what they said then, it's 180 degrees from what they say now.
It absolutely.
All of them.
Look, when you say it's, you know, the Democrats are not your grandfather's party, that truer words could not be spoken.
Yeah.
And here's an interesting thing. If it goes like this, if it goes like it could be heading toward an open convention, if Mark Halperin's right, then who is going to vote? Who's going to vote? The delegates would end up being, they would be choosing their candidates. The delegates would be choosing it. It wouldn't be done through a primary across the United States of America. So isn't this ironic that the same people that say, oh, every vote counts, and keep throwing that D word around, democracy, 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 right? And, you know, this is the most short-circuited form of democracy there could be. A small group of people are going to choose the candidate for the entire party and for all of the people. Does that make sense in light of the kinds of things they say about how important voting is? They are restricting it to just the delegates at the convention if it ends up being this kind of wide open scenario, this open convention. And look, I don't wish harm on anyone, but certainly this is a mess they've made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they have made it, and the fact that they were, so ignorant not to see that coming. They thought that Joe, when the time was appropriate, would just step aside, that he would self-analyze.
Mm-hmm.
The disease that he suffers from doesn't allow him analytical skills that the average person has. It blinds you of your analytical skills. It blinds you of the ability to think squarely and straight.
He thinks he still had a bad night.
He's not the first one to suffer this way. This is the conversation. We got to take Grandpa's car keys away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a tough conversation with anybody. Now add in a lifelong ego trip. A person who is identified by their political office far more than they are on a personal level. Because if you've been in politics for the last 50 years, you really haven't developed your personality fully, in my opinion. Kind of like if you're an athlete.
Yeah.
And a professional athlete, and you retire at 40.
Okay.
Emotionally, in many ways, you're about 20, maybe 25. Emotionally.
Because you're still living in those days in your head.
Well, you were playing your game. You were playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
Well, politics is similar. You're playing politics. You're playing right. The game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.